Don't be too fast, too soon. That's the theme of my message for today. The Bible reading is taken from Exodus 13, verse 17 to 18. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road towards the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt, ready for battle. Let us pray. Father God, as we progress in our spiritual lives, help us to take on the things that we can handle. Help us not to be too fast, too soon. In Jesus' name. In the current time we're living in, everything takes place at a rapid rate. For instance, you can get fast foods from McDonald's, Subway, Kentucky Fried Chicken, etc., etc. You can also contact people by handy, email, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram. All these things have given people the appetite to get things done quickly or even instantly. This has the tendency to make people impatient to handle difficult situations that life confronts them with. The fact that things can be done quickly nowadays has its advantages and disadvantages. One of the drawbacks being what I have just mentioned. The people lack the patience to overcome the problems that life confronts them with. In verse 17 of our opening scripture, it is stated, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. You see, whatever success you're going to achieve in life, you're going to have to fight for it. And often you fail to achieve what you're aiming for because the opposition is too strong for you, because you have taken on too much too soon. You see, you can get to where you need to go too fast for your own good. And you know what? If you get to somewhere you need to go too fast, whatever you get won't last. It is not God's will for you to fail. That's why, no matter how great the task is before you, if you're not quite ready to take it on, He will lead you on what appears to be the long way around until you are strong enough to meet and overcome the challenge ahead of you. If you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and invite Him into your heart, you can have instant spirituality with God. But you cannot have instant maturity. God expects every Christian to grow and develop to such an extent where you can handle and overcome the challenges in life you are faced with, without them overcoming you. Of course, there will be struggles and opposition before you are able to win over the situations that confront you. However, it is God's patience that will help you on what appears to be the long, wrong way to get you to where you need to go. This is God's goodness, because He wants to help you to mature so that you can fight your battles in life and win them over Just as our faces are different, so are our circumstances, problems, and difficulties that we have to face. And God is aware of that. That's why He will not let you get where you need to go before you are spiritually and physically ready. Often the tears and the pain and the struggles along your path is to mold you and shape you and to cut the rough edges off of that diamond that you are and are becoming. The people of Israel thought that Moses was being hard on them because he led them to experience very difficult struggles while they journeyed in the wilderness. They even confronted him in Exodus 14, verse 11. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt?" However, the fact of the matter is that spiritual growth with God takes its own course and its own time. There are no shortcuts and no easy way out. Egypt is symbolic of the world, and every Christian embarks on a new journey after receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. This will not be an easy journey, but a fulfilling one. But know this, Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. Even if it seems to be the long, wrong way to get to where you need to go, don't be too fast, too soon. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Your hands in the